Okay, the 1 minute bumper here, which would, this would have been really impressive. I got it down to the second on when it turned over in minutes. Unfortunately, it's a minute off, so it's slightly less impressive. Now I've got to find a way to yammer for, 35 seconds more here, because if I don't, the stream will kick me off. And that's not cool, because I'll screw up my files. Anyway, just me blithering on like an idiot, so, just kind of skip ahead a little bit here. We got, about 15 seconds left to listen to my god-awful voice, and haha, you get to listen to it for another hour. Aren't you lucky? Well, here we go. We finally got everything up to par, so now we can finally start the show. Background is the TV theme of the week, which nobody has tried to guess yet. Come on, damn you, I know you all know this one. I hear it referenced all the damn time. I didn't even know what it sounded like until 3 weeks ago. So come on, I know you know this. Now if you're fat butts and I am me or something, I want somebody to guess one of these, damn it, that, isn't Jay or my dad. Or May, because May knows, May can just lean over here and read off what the title is, so kind of like, cheating, but I'm sure she'd know this one anyway. Yeah, she knows it. It's the song that never ends. This thing just keeps looping. I mean, it's cute. But my god, the first time I heard it, Digital Enigma played it because she was going out of her mind for fourth time that night. And it was funny because she played this up and I'm bopping along to it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. A minute and a half later, well, yeah, it's kind of still cool. 2 minutes later, it's like, when the fuck does this song end? It just never seems to stop. And it doesn't. This MP3, it trails off. It doesn't stop. There's no finish to it. You can torture somebody with this thing. Just loop it because it'll keep on playing. It'll tie in so damn well. That's kind of creepy. It's like who wrote the music for this? They get some Spanish Inquisition reject or something? Excuse me. Don't have any cereal in the house, and I don't have any plates for toast clean, so I had to go with the third choice, and that's ice cream. Which, it just took twisting my arm so damn bad to convince myself to have peanut butter and chocolate ice cream for breakfast. It was a hard-fought battle, but the ice cream won, which should not be surprising. We've got a fun little track rundown. We've got, yes, god damn it, I've played this song a dozen times, and I can still never say his name without second-guessing myself. Yasushi Ishii with IBCJ Huyami. I can say the song title fine, I just can't say his name. Isn't that screwed up? The Prodigy with Voodoo People off of the Hacker soundtrack. Yes, whatever the hell his name is from the Helsing soundtrack. Then we have... We kind of keep the soundtrack thing going with X-Fusion's Dear God. I say kind of because it has clips from The Devil's Advocate in it. Then we drop that a little bit and go to Typo Negative's My Girlfriend's Girlfriend. Then for some inexplicable reason, we go back to soundtracks with, I don't know if this is who it is or if this is just who they credited. 10th level Tauren Chieftain with Power of the Horde off of Warcraft 3. Pop Elite itself with Everything's Cool. And then we really slowed down. Sonny and Cher with The Beat Goes On and Three Dog Night with Summer in the City. Then we'll play this damn thing again and tell you what it is, as if you all don't know. And then ending it with something that this is Digital Enigma's closing song when she finishes a set for the night. It's yet another soundtrack from Cowboy Bebop. Yoko Kanno with The Real Folk Blues. And it is awesome. At some point, I must have found a Yoko Kanno because I had another one in there in my MP3 directory already. I didn't know it. Just one of those random grabs, I guess. So, yay, the song is almost done. So I'll stop and let it bleed over and then start up the music. back from the music. That was music from the Helsing soundtrack and the Hacker soundtrack. I should do a soundtrack thing. Lord knows I've got enough of them. For a long time, that's all I ever bought was soundtrack CDs. In fact, the first CD I bought was a soundtrack CD. It was the soundtrack to the Blues Brothers movie. Was the first CD I ever owned. I think I've still got it around here somewhere. I'd have to dig it up. I'm pretty certain it's around. The second one was Digital Underground. I can't remember much beyond that. It took me quite a while to really get into the habit of buying CDs. So, it was one of those things I always planned on getting some more, but I never have the money. And the CDs that I like, I can never find anyway. So, it's just, for a long time I was sitting there, I was buying CDs, but I was also still buying cassette tapes. Katie Lang was actually probably next. I bought a whole shitload of her CDs at one point, because I finally found a store that carried them. I had a tape of hers already. And then when I found everything on CD, some of her older stuff on CD, I went and got that. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. That's the third one I got. So. And I got that, ironically, not because Katie Lang sang it, but because Pat Morita was in the movie. So it's just like, okay, what the hell? I haven't seen it to this day. I just bought the soundtrack for the hell of it. So, that's impulse buying. I probably should do more of that when it comes to CDs, because I hardly have any in a real collection right now. Like I said, it's pretty much all soundtrack. Best soundtrack in the world, though, has to be Medicine Man. That just has a kick-ass soundtrack. It's also very hard to find anymore. Go watch the movie, though, and you'll probably agree, so. I'm going to kick it back over to the music for a bit because I'm working on something here, and then we'll come back and do some more babbling. Gee, aren't you privileged?
God? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little inside information about God. God likes to watch. He's a prankster. Think about it. Gives man instincts. He gives you this extraordinary gift, and then what does he do? I swear, for his own amusement, his own private cosmic gag reel, he sets the rules in opposition. He's laughing his sick fucking ass off. He's a tight ass. He's a sadist.
serve in heaven. Is that it?
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted, and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him. In spite of all his imperfections, I'm a fan of man.
Yeah.
Storm. Whoops. Fire. And I forgot to turn it back from Q. God dang it. Don't like it when that happens. We're back again, and I need to find a way to find some longer songs, damn it, because these are going by too fast. I may have to add another couple to the playlist here. I keep forgetting, because when I put the Sunday and the Wednesday lists together, well, the Sunday one especially, I like to play the TV theme of the week when it starts up. And I, of course, play it toward the end. So I have this song in there twice, and it screws up my track duration, which really is a pain in the butt, because then I think I have more music than I actually do. So let's see what else we can find to throw in here. Haha, we can throw, well, no, we really can't. It's way too long. I was going to say, hey, we could throw in the another Brick in the Wild compilation, but it's 11 minutes. That, I don't have that much time. I wouldn't be able to play Yoko Kanno there. And I really want to. This is such a really good song. Could play In the Air Tonight, I guess. That's 7 minutes long. Only bitch is that I'd have to play it by itself, and I really don't like doing that. I like playing things in pairs. It's times like this that really bites me in the ass, too, because it doesn't really do me any good. Because there are just some things that are so damn long, you really pretty much need to play them by themselves. Because they count for two songs. So, you know what? I think I will put that in there. Where'd it go? Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. The extended version, no less, so. It's like 7.5 minutes. That will do it. Okay. Which means now we can go back to the music. Yay!
Storm, earth, and fire, heed my call. We'll be right back.
was Puppet Lead itself, and the Warcraft 3 song, Power of the Horde. Don't have much time here. I'm going to just play three songs in a row here when I'm done blithering like an idiot. And then we'll move on to the TV theme of the week answer again, and Yoko Kanno. So I've got a couple of minutes. I took out the extended version of In the Air Tonight because that would like have left me 10 seconds here to talk, and I'd like to have a little bit more than that in case I go off on a tangent. I have time to correct myself and say, yo, we ain't got time for this, instead of starting to get on it and then looking at the clock and going, oh shit, I just screwed everything up. So here is Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, Three Dog Night, Summer in the City, and Sonny and Cher with The Beat Goes On.
My own two eyes, so you could bit of pity. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Listening, so, or at least nobody in the room, so it is the Benny Hill theme. Come on, damn it, you folks didn't know that. Jeez, come on. I hear about that stupid thing all the time. Anyway, so that is that's the bowl for this week, I guess. I'm gonna sit and talk over Benny Hill for a minute or so, and then I gotta go another minute or so I can close out at the right time on Yoko Kanno. So basically what we've got all of our stuff done for this week. Not really sure what to do for next week. If you got any ideas for keywords, you know, post them and go to squidoo.com/FITP and post ideas in the comments section there. I believe it's at the bottom of the page. You can go over to FITP.podomatic.com and talk to me over there. Send me a pod mail. Send me an audio mail. I'll play it if you want to leave feedback. If you don't want it played on the air, just tell me. That doesn't bug me at all. So, or you can go over to, or you can just send me an email at rendlesravings@yahoo.com, which is usually where I'm checking once a day, at least. It depends on what I'm doing that day. For today, I'm going to be checking it because I sent off a huge, huge list of songs that we need for the FBC to Jay, so I'm going to be keeping my eyes open for when he sends me a note back, which hopefully will be pretty soon. He isn't even online yet, so I don't know where he is. And then after that, we've got, I don't think I've got anything going on. I think all I gotta do to worry about then is supper, which is good, because I know what I'm having for supper. I'm having a pizza. I've been hooked on DiGiorno's Microwave 3 Meat Pizza. If you haven't tried it, it's very good. So I suggest you go out and try it, especially if you like meat lover or multi-meat pizzas. It's really good. So, that's about it. I'm gonna hit back into Second Life when I'm done here. Done posting the podcast over at Podomatic and making sure that Squidoo has all of the stuff all set up correctly so I can just hit the publish button and get the RSS feed from Podomatic caught back up. And that'll be basically about it for today. My little obsession of the week right now is City of Lost Angels has a web forum now. So if you'd like to come over and learn about us, and if you're in Second Life, that'd be a good way. The only thing that I don't like is they don't have a SL URL to it. So there's no link if you have Second Life that you can click on the website and boom, you're there. So I may talk to Suze about getting that up too. It's not too hard. I've got a link to it if she wants it. And we can track how many people click it. So, you know, hey, can't get much better than that. I'm looking at my little duration thing here because I need to know what time to queue up Yoko Kanno here. At 52 minutes and 44 seconds, I need to start the song up. Yay! So, we're almost done. We're in the home stretch. And remember, everybody, I know we play the top 40 and the top dance and whatnot out our wazoo, but this still is the FBC. It's an internet radio. You don't like what's playing, that's fine. Go request something. I'm hoping that requests are going down because you do like what's playing. You know, if that's the case, more power to you. Then we've got a good thing going here, but come on, one or two requests? I mean, the top two requests this week only have two requests. Come on, go on out there and jiggle the playlist up a little. I'm going to do it as soon as I leave, in fact. So look forward to something funky from me soon.
どれだけ綺麗
We're halfway to a centennial show, and at this rate, we'll probably hit it 10 by the end of the summer. That's got to be at least some kind of record, doesn't it?